We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For selling radio advertising in the industry. Nobody in the market can offer more to their clients than Intercom Memphis. As an account executive with Intercom Memphis LLC, you will represent some of the largest sports teams and talent in the entertainment world. In keeping with the other members of the Intercom teams, the number one trait we hire for is winning attitude. We're looking for driven individuals who refuse to lose or compromise their level of success, even in an unsteady economy. To be considered for this position, please apply online at www.intercom.com and click on careers. Intercom Memphis LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Hockey and basketball fans love scoring in nets, but what else do they have in common? A chance for an easy 100 from BetMGM. Register for the King of Sportsbooks and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Bucks Raptors games, and if the team that you bet on hits a three, you win. Simply sign up using bonus code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Maybe you have more in common with table tennis fans. No matter your sport, BetMGM is where the stakes are always raised. Enjoy innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code WRIGHT100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either the Bucks or the Raptors to hit a three. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be present in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name is Gary Parish, speaking to you from Hernando, Mississippi. There's no chance I'm driving in this stuff. Bennett Dole's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. Just hope you're getting through the day. I hope to God you weren't part of the 89% of the public that was taking Oklahoma City plus the points last night against the Grizzlies inside FedEx Forum, because if so, Big Bet Bennett and I tried to warn you. You do not ever take single-digit points with a bad basketball team that had to fly in the day of the game and only got to the arena, only got to the city 2 hours before tip-off. Grizzlies win last night. Get back to 500. We'll talk about it momentarily. Quickly, though, first let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. Rick Bucher is an NBA analyst for FS1. He's going to join me in the next segment. We'll talk about a number of NBA issues, including tonight's big game, Lakers-Nets on TNT. Rick Bucher going to be here in the next segment. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them Naomi Osaka defeated Serena Williams last night in straight sets to advance to the Australian Open final. 6-3, 6-4, rough night for Serena the GOAT. She left the facility in tears. We'll talk about it around 4:44. Fernando Tatis Jr., oh boy, has agreed to a 14-year, $340 million contract extension with the San Diego Padres. Imagine winning Powerball at the age of 22. And not one of those little sissy $20 million Powerballs, but the $340 million Powerballs. That's what this dude just did last night. Amazing stuff. We'll get into it a little later on this hour. Tim Tebow has officially retired from professional baseball. He took an honest run at it. Never got where he wanted to go, but he was better than most give him credit for. I'll talk about that just before 5 o'clock. And the Philadelphia Eagles have traded Carson Wentz to the Indianapolis Colts, so the former number 2 overall pick has a new home. I'll spend a few minutes on that during 4 Notable Stories, 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always, then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I did want to start with the Memphis Grizzlies. Another game last night, the second game in a 5-game stretch over a 7-day span. Game one was against the Pelicans. We've discussed that already. We don't need to look back at it again. Game two was last night against the late-arriving Thunder, who flew to Memphis on game day and didn't get to FedEx Forum until about 90 minutes before tip-off. So as we talked about yesterday, it was important for the Grizzlies to take advantage of this unusual situation, and they did. Final score, Grizz 122, Oklahoma City 113. It's a win. It's cover. The difference was in the fourth quarter. The Grizz were only up a point, 86-85, after three quarters of professional basketball in downtown Memphis. But they outscored the Thunder 36-28 to win by 9. They outscored them 36-28 in the fourth, win the game by 9. They were favored by 7. Again, that's a cover. The Grizz actually led by as many as 15 points at one point in the fourth quarter. So, Big Bet Bennett, tell me, are we on to something here? It appears when a team has a flight delayed and has to travel on game day, then land and go straight to the arena, there's some recent evidence to suggest that the team will fade in minutes 37 through 48, more commonly known as the fourth quarter. Tomorrow night's opponent is the Pistons. Can you think of a way to ensure Jeremy Grant and his teammates do not leave Detroit until tomorrow afternoon?
Interesting. I don't know what the weather's like in Detroit right now. I can't imagine it's good.
It can't be good. Half the times I've been stranded on layovers in my professional life, it's been Detroit.
Yeah, so, okay, we need some extra help from that. And then, you know, maybe we can see what's going on in our airport. You know, there's a lot of snow out there. Let's maybe just shovel some of it on that track that plane usually lands on. They might have to circle around for a little bit.
We'll just, we'll wait till it gets dark.
Yep.
We'll sneak out there. We'll cover the runways, make them as icy as we could possibly make them. And then we'll, call whoever we got to call and say, hey, those runways sure do look icy from where I'm standing.
Yeah.
And then they'll have to call the Pistons and be like, you can't land right now. Check back with us tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
I tell you, if you ever go to, as someone who has spent too much time in airports, if you ever get stranded somewhere, Detroit is the place to get stranded. You don't want to get stranded outside. It's awful outside.
Yeah.
They have a Westin in the airport.
Oh, that's good. Do they have a nice airport in Detroit?
Yes.
They do.
Yes, Detroit's a nice airport, but like specifically,
I've been to it before, but I was a kid. I can't remember it.
Specifically, they have a, like, you can really, like, flight is canceled. You're going to have to stay the night in Detroit, Mr. Parrish, and we'll get you on the first flight to New York City in the morning. Cool. Speed dial, Westin. I need a room. Now, you gotta get lucky sometimes, but you can really, at that point, go straight from your gate to the Westin, you know, sleep in a heavenly bed, wake up the next morning, you're already at the airport. You're already in the airport.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about you got to stay 2 minutes from the airport. You are in the airport, just like a Cinnabon.
That's nice.
It's like a Cinnabon and a Westin right next to each other. So I got nothing against Detroit on a personal level. I'm just saying it worked yesterday for the Thunder not have to not be able to fly in until game day. And if I'm all for the Grizzlies, so if it can benefit the Grizzlies for the Pistons to suffer a similar fate, then I would like for them to not take off until around 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. My instincts tell me they're probably like already in Memphis or already on their way to Memphis, given that they didn't have a game last night. Mm-hmm. But, you know, wishful thinking is wishful thinking. Last night, Ja Morant got an inefficient triple-double.
I think that's true, yeah.
Like a not great triple-double, but triple-double.
4 for 14, yeah.
4 for 14 from the field, 0 of 3 from 3. But it's still 15 points, 12 assists, 11 rebounds. Let's focus on that. That's a triple-double.
Absolutely.
15 points. Hey, when Russell Westbrook became the first person since the last person to average a triple-double, do you know what his shooting percentages were?
Probably not great.
I don't have any idea. No, that's my point.
I would assume some of those triple-doubles were very inefficient.
I bet you Russell Westbrook – in his MVP season had a 4 of 14 triple-double in there somewhere. So 15 points, 12 assists, 11 rebounds, we'll take it. Jai is, though, now shooting just 25% from three on the season. And I know last season he would feel super disrespected when teams sagged on him. But the way to play him right now is to sag and just let him launch until he starts making those more consistently. And I trust that he will. But until he starts making those more consistently, he's going to see a lot of that sagging. The Grizz, now I mentioned, back to 500, 12-12, one game back of the Warriors for eighth in the West. We are now, I don't know if you realize this, exactly one-third of the way through the season. Grizzlies are scheduled to play 72. I know they got some postponed, but assuming everything gets made up and fits somewhere, 72-game schedule, they play 24. They're one-third of the way through the season. This ain't early season anymore. We're 33.3% through this thing. Jaren Jackson has not played. Justice Winslow has not played. De'Anthony Melton has missed 12 games. Ja Morant has missed 8. Jonas Valanciunas has missed 5. Grayson Allen has missed 5. Xavier Tillman has missed 5. Brandon Clark has missed 4. And the Grizz are still 12-12. That's remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just going to be interesting to see like what happens over these next few weeks, right? Because they're in a great position right now, being at 500 after all that you just said. And yeah, we'll see if like some guys start coming back, you know, and what this thing is going to look like in 3 weeks.
Well, if you'd have told me on the morning of opening night, okay, GP, here's a FanDuel bet for you. It's one of those where you can deposit $1,000 as a first-time player, and if you win it, you keep the money, and if you lose it, they'll give it back to you in site credit. I said, okay, what is the bet exactly? Through 24 games, the Grizzlies will be 500, even if Jaren Jackson doesn't play, Justice Winslow doesn't play, De'Anthony Melton misses half the games, Ja Morant misses 8, Jonas Valanciunas, Grayson Allen, Xavier Tillman all miss 5, and Brandon Clark misses 4. Grizzlies will be at least 500, even if all of that stuff happens. Which way you want to bet it?
Yeah, give me that.
I would say I'm going to bet they're not going to be 500.
Right.
They're not going to be 500. And then you know what would happen? I'd have to get $1,000 back in site credit.
Yeah.
Because it would have been a losing bet. Remarkable that they're sitting here at 12-12, despite everything I just said from a roster perspective. Incredible job by Taylor Jenkins and his staff. 538 now projects the Grizz to finish 37-35 alone in eighth in the West. Just a projection, but it's a positive projection, so let's highlight it. And 538 lists the Grizzlies as 7.5-point favorites over Detroit tomorrow night, regardless of when the Pistons fly to Memphis. And that's because the Pistons are a rebuilding team, uninterested in winning. Evidence being that Blake Griffin is just being held out until they can figure out what to do with him. He is to Detroit what Andre Drummond is to Cleveland.
Yep.
Here's the question, though. I was reading about this earlier. Who is trading for Blake Griffin?
I don't know. I mean, he's one of those guys where it feels like his style is just not it's not something that's super sought after anymore by NBA franchises.
Well, here's the problem. His style is not even his style
anymore.
No,
it's deteriorated, for sure.
He can't play the way he used to play. I mean, this dude used to jump over kids.
Right.
He can't do that anymore. He's 31 years old, and he is averaging 12.3 points, 5.2 rebounds in 31.3 minutes per game this season. His player efficiency rating is 10.4. 10.4.
Dang.
I mean, you want to go look at some other dudes who are in the 10.4 range? I mean, we're talking about, you know,
names
Patrick
I'm not
Williams.
Recognize. Yeah.
Patrick Williams,
right.
A rookie in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, Austin Rivers, who like isn't even in the rotation anymore in New York. Garrett Temple, former Grizz Garrett Temple. I mean, this is the range. Isaiah Joe, an undrafted rookie with the Sixers. I mean, this is the 10. Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks is down there, 10.34. But, like, that's Blake Griffin. Forget Blake Griffin, six-time All-Star jumping over Kias in all of the commercials. Mm-hmm. What Blake Griffin is right now is a 31-year-old, been cut on a bunch, 12.3 points, 5.2 rebounds, 31.3 minutes per game, PER of 10.4. He's making $36 million this season. And here's the problem. He's got a player option for next season. Do you know what it's worth?
$39
million.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Who is trading for a $39 million Blake Griffin next season?
No, it's not happening.
I mean, the only way Detroit would do it, I mean, the only thing, any way I think anybody would do it with Detroit is if Detroit attached a bunch of assets to it. And at that point, it's almost better to just buy him out.
Just buy him out, right. That was such a weird deal. When they made that trade, I don't know. I mean, he still obviously was a good player, but it just felt like, what do you do? I mean, is this – you're hitching your franchise to Blake Griffin right now? If you're the Pistons, you're not good. It seemed weird at the time.
Yeah, and now it's a disaster because he's on this ridiculous contract. In his first year in Detroit, you know, he did average 24.5 points, 7.5 rebounds.
Yeah, they might have been a playoff team or close or something, but yeah, I mean, whatever.
You know, that was his first full season in Detroit, and he was a useful player.
Yes.
But, like, to your point, Blake Griffin was not going to be the thing that gets you over the edge. It wasn't going to be the thing that here's proof. We don't even know what they did that season.
Right.
All right? We don't even know what they did. So they went out and they grabbed Blake Griffin in this monster contract. It resulted in something, but we don't remember. So it wasn't anything of substance. And now they're sitting here with a year and a half left on this contract, and they don't know what to do with him. And it's a $39 million player option for next season. And there's no way he's opting out of that. You know, when you're Blake Griffin, you'll never get a big contract again. It's over. Like, this is money that you will never be able to make again. So you don't give up that money. The only thing he might do is give up some of it in a buyout situation. Like, you know, I'll let the agents in the front office deal with the money, but hey, you owe me 39 next season, you know, let me go and we'll cut it to 30. I mean, however that could work, you know, in actual money. Would an owner be willing to save real cash as opposed to, you know, have to attach assets to a deal to get Blake Griffin's contract move. Again, it's more complicated than I'm making it out, but it is as simple as this. It's a mess. I mean, it's one thing for Cleveland to say we're going to sit down Andre Drummond. He is on the last year of a big contract. It's not this big. It's like $28 million, but it's the last year, and if you can't move him by the deadline, you can't just buy him out at the deadline, and either way, it doesn't carry over to next season. It's over with. Blake, with this $39 million player option for next season, is just, I know people say no contract is untradeable in the NBA, and I suspect that that's true. But, boy, we're going to test that theory on this one.
We're going to
test it on this one. So that's who's coming to town tomorrow, the Detroit Pistons. And, oh, by the way, do you know who is returning?
DeLon Wright.
It's the return of Josh Jackson.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's playing
good for them.
He's okay. 12.8 points, 4.0 rebounds, 24.1 minutes per game. So no Blake Griffin tomorrow, but there is Josh Jackson. Grizzlies trying to get above 500. They're 12-12 right now, trying to get to 13-12. They will be favored to do it. I'll talk more about it with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. When we come back, we'll stay in the NBA. Rick Bucher going to join me. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8-plus years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems. Literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products from multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, 1 year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
Win big every Friday and Saturday in February and March in the $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway. Gotta love that cash, people. Only at The Fence. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Frozen. Charmin! Yeah. Goes that's long. It's TP Goes, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one. Lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cash back match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. Something brighter.
This season's hottest collection is dropping to a dinner table near you. Meet the new Golden Standard, Church's new Texas tenders, accessorized with butterfly shrimp. Snag your Texas tenders and shrimp meal for just $5. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
All 75 months at 3.04%. Mirage MH002682, MSRP 16865, G4 MHF01572, MSRP 18360, Outlander Sport MU004915, MSRP 24740. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
Ready, set, start your new year with a new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi on Covington Pike. Get the hatchback hero in 2021 Mirage, 12342 or $129 a month. 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, 41 mpg highway, $13,997 or $149 a month. And jumpstart your journey in 2021 Outlander Sport, $17,938 or $199 a month. And these are not leases. You own your new ride. Plus, you get Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
When Jill contacted Josh Heisel to sell her home in Eads, she needed to start packing fast. Once Josh worked his marketing magic, that home was sold in just one day. And it was sold for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Heisaw. He's got a 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, he's effective, he's someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is, Josh, just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick. Totally up to you. And understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh, it does not obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home, Josh Heisel. 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Brian Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys.
April 7th, the Renaissance Convention Center Main Hall.
I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Limited number of reserved seat pods on sale Friday 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. That's what happens. You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches.
Masks required. Social distancing guidelines must be followed.
Throw it in the trash.
Brian Regan.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a bright light. Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight bike. Pressing on a gas, supernova for a nightlight. Screaming at my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency. It's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops $100. Your first accident is forgiven, and right now lower than normal rates are available. So make sure to take advantage of that. You can reach them at 901-867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. There are two locations in the Memphis area. One is on Canada Row out in Lakeland. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. Again, you can reach both of them, 901-867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. You got a local dentist. You got a local doctor. You got a local attorney. You need a local insurance agent as well. Let it be Elizabeth Rook. 901-867-7283, 867-7283. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Proud partner with University of Memphis Tigers Athletics. On the web, rookinsurance.com. That's rookinsurance.com. It's 426, Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. We were supposed to be joined by Rick Bucher from FS1 to talk NBA. I'm being told that is not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with Rick right now, but hopefully we'll be joined by him here in the next couple days or so.
Could be buried in snow.
Well, let's hope not.
Could be buried in snow.
Yeah.
Maybe he went to Cancun.
Oh, maybe. Maybe he took Ted's spot.
Maybe he went to Cancun. Yeah. What did you make of that story this morning?
Dude, I mean, it's just I think that, like, once you do it, you probably should just stay. I mean, you've already left. Like, just stay in Cancun. Like, I think it makes you look even stupider to, like, turn around and come back.
To
because,
act like
because of the public pressure. Like, I think you already looked dumb. So, like, just stay there and enjoy your vacation.
For people who don't know, Senator Ted Cruz in Texas, which is a state that is really going through it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I've been complaining all week because I'm a complainer. I acknowledge that. I have some good personality traits, and I have probably more bad ones. And one of them is that I tend to focus on the bad instead of the good, which is an awful way to go through life, if I'm being honest. But if I were going to change, it feels like I would have changed already. It's not like one of those blind spots I have. I understand. And so I've been complaining all week because this is rough, you know. Like I'm, you know, I haven't been outside since last Thursday or Friday.
That's disappointing.
I mean, I could have gone outside at any point, right? I mean, some people are enjoying the snow outside.
It's been fun. I got to admit, we got out in it again today.
Here's the problem, like to the extent that it's a problem, like. First, let me explain how little of a problem it is so that I don't sound like a jerk. The point I was making earlier, like with Ted Cruz, and we'll get back to that. In Texas, like people are really going through it. I'm complaining because, like, yeah, I'm inconvenienced. But, like, all things considered, I'm doing okay. I'm doing great, all things considered. But it's been frustrating. I was talking to, you know, a friend of mine earlier today. His son is in college in Austin at the University of Texas. His son has no power, no water, no nothing. Mm. And you know, the father's got money, and he was like, you know, let's get a hotel. Couldn't find a hotel. People have, like, you can't find a hotel with power.
No, and the ones you can, they've skyrocketed the prices.
Yeah, like, you can't find a hotel with power, and the ones that do have power, like,
it's like $600 a night or more.
Or like, that's if you can get in.
If you can get in, yeah.
Like, it's like trying to get into the Westin in Detroit in the middle of a snowstorm. Like, everybody's trying to get into the Westin at the Detroit airport. So, listen, we're doing better than them, and I'm doing better than most. I understand that. That doesn't mean I haven't been stressed. And it's really not – it's not, I don't think, as much about the snow as I am going through a week where I've got too much on my plate. I mean, that's the truth. I got too much on my plate. I am writing every morning. I am still hosting the Ion College Basketball podcast three times this week. Those are – you know, that's 90 minutes of prep and an hour of recording. I am doing the radio show every day. That's hours of prep and 2 hours of recording. And then I'm doing a television show every day that we're taping at 11 a.m. And so from the moment I wake up, I am, you know, prepping for – as soon as I get off the air tonight, I will see my family – and very quickly after that, get right back into, I've got a television show to do in the morning. And it's not just like, hey, GP, we need you to talk about why is Duke struggling. Like, that's easy. I could pop out of bed, throw on a tie, get in front of a camera, and so, GP, why is Duke struggling? And then I just talk about the same thing I've been talking about for 2 months. This is, I got to talk about the Carson Wentz trade. And then I've got to talk about the Fernando Tatis deal. And then I've got to talk about, oh, boy, this is one. Like, there's 6 or 7 new head coaches in the NFL. So let's break down each of their situations. How much prep time you think I got to do for that?
Right.
I got to break down the Chargers just situation. You know, what is the new Chargers coach inheriting in L.A.? And so now I'm studying Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen. Like, what? So it's like it's a lot of just time consumed. And so then – it's my kids are in the house. My kids aren't at school. So my kids are in the house all day or outside for 30 minutes and then back in the house all day. So I'm here overrun, just like run down with work. I got to learn to say no to somebody sometimes because I've just got too much on my plate. And then it would be somewhat easier if the kids were in school. But then like every 20 minutes, you know, one of my kids is coming upstairs. Like, Bennett, you probably heard 30 seconds before we're going on air. Like, you know, my middle guy's up here, like, Dad, Aiden just – I'm like, unless Aiden just murdered somebody, I don't care. Like, whatever Aiden did, as long as it's not murder or rises to the level of a felony, then just we'll deal with it in a little while. So I haven't been able to enjoy this week the same way others have enjoyed this week simply because I haven't had the time. I just haven't – like, I would have loved to have gone outside at some point today. I had no time to do anything. And then you combine that with the fact that I've got to make sure all my faucets are dripping a little bit and my stupid dryer went out on Saturday. I've been stressed all week. Now, it's not real life stress. Like, there are people in Texas freezing and people in Texas hungry. It's not that kind of stress, but it's a certain level of stress. But I tell you what. Stressed or not stressed, I'd have known better than to go to Cancun if I were Ted Cruz.
Yeah, that was bad luck.
What was he doing? How can you think that's a good idea?
No, it's just it's a bad look.
I mean, this guy, like, I hate him to begin with.
Hey, he came back.
He came back and tried to act like he was always coming back.
Oh, stop.
Oh, dude, if you were always coming back, why were you trying to get on a standby flight this morning? You know what? Like, show me you booked your return flight the same time for today. Show me you booked your return flight for today when you booked your departure flight. Whatever that was, did you book them at the same time? Like, when I book flights, typically, I'm leaving on this day and I'm coming back on this day. Show me you booked initially leaving on the 17th and coming back the 18th. Like, And then he kind of like, oh, and you had this big suitcase with you. Like, you looked like you were going to stay, not just flying your daughters down there and then popping back to Texas. And, oh, by the way, that was his story. Like, my daughters wanted to go on a vacation since they were out of school. I was trying to be a good dad. I was just going to chaperone them down there and then pop right back to Texas. Well, then, why couldn't your wife do that? Why couldn't your wife chaperone? Why your state is wrecked. Why couldn't your wife chaperone the daughters? And that would have, I don't think anybody would have been outraged by that. Ted Cruz's wife and daughters go to Cancun while Ted stays home in Texas to do whatever he can do for his constituents. Like, I don't think that would have been a controversy, but you can't go to Cancun when a significant portion of your state is without power. No. I don't understand. Like, I understand making poor choices in the moment. I don't understand making choices like that where at some point you don't reach the conclusion that, oh boy, this is not going to play well. Like, oh man, if people find out I'm in Cancun while people who voted for me and rely on me are without power and suffering in very real ways, this is just not going to play well for me. Like, he's off to a rough start this year, helping incite an insurrection and then bouncing to Cancun in the middle of a weather catastrophe. Like, it's Ted Cruz ain't having a good 2021 so far.
No, it's not a good look for him. I've seen so many memes today of him with his suitcases. So good. I love it. There was one of him, you know, we had the Mars rover that landed. There's one of him, a picture of him in the frame of the Mars rover. This was so good.
Well, then, of course, you know, people are going to go like the Daily Show, and they're going to start, you know, looking at your old, you know, anything you've ever said on TV or in public. And there's just countless videos of him, you know, this country is in crisis right now, and, you know, President Obama went to play golf. You know, shouldn't he be here, you know, working 24 hours a day trying to make sure, you know, he gets this country back where it needs to be? And then, of course, like, fast forward to yesterday, here's Ted Cruz going to Cancun. You know, half of Texas doesn't have power. I mean, it's just like these things always come back to bite you. Like, say what you ever want to say about me, but I'll be consistent. I'll be consistent. Like, I won't criticize somebody for doing something that I do myself. Or at least I'll try my best not to. You'll have a hard time finding evidence of it, at least. But this guy, Ted Cruz, woo boy. Woo boy. It's a rough 2020. It's only February.
Yeah.
My dude incited an insurrection and went to Cancun in the middle of a catastrophe in his state. And it's only February.
That's true. Yeah. Oof, he's rough, couple months, Ted.
He's in the running for roughest 2020, worst decisions made in 2021. So far, among public figures, Ted Cruz is pretty high up there.
Yeah, but he doesn't care.
Not to mention about it, like the haircut he did to himself.
Yeah, what was that? I didn't understand that look. What was that? He, like, shaved the side. It wasn't even a mullet. It was just like he, like, just shaved a big piece out of the side of it.
I don't know what he was doing. Like, I used to have bad hair, and I have no hair.
I can't really talk. I guess I'd take it too if I.
Yeah,
could
I'm
back.
No authority on what great hairstyles look like, but I know a bad one when I see one.
Yep.
You know, it's not like I'm sitting.
That was. Yeah.
I know a bad one when I see one, and that dude had one. So it's just been rough 2020. I don't feel sorry for him
because
I think the guy's despicable. But I can't acknowledge, like, it must be rough being Ted Cruz right now. You incited an insurrection, didn't work out for you. You try to go to Cancun in the middle of a catastrophe. That's a bad look. And then you had that goofy haircut. Woo boy.
Tough.
It's only February. Yep. That's it. I just laid out his 2021, and it's only February. So hopefully things get better for him or not. Whatever. I don't really care. I do hope the people in Texas get their power and their heat back as soon as possible, because that's a scary and dangerous thing. And on a personal note, I'm just ready for this week to be over with, and for my dryer to heat up again. I got an appliance guy coming tomorrow.
Oh, good, good.
I'm fired. I've never been more excited.
Did he come out because of the show, or you just got a hold of him?
I'll be completely honest with you. After I talked about it / complained about it yesterday, Jeff Calkins sent me a note and said, somebody sent me this. Here's a name. Here's a number. It's a gentleman named Bubba. And I texted Bubba last night.
Oh, you know he's going to do a good job.
Dude, there's nobody I want working on my dryer more than Bubba. All right?
You're damn right.
It sounds perfect. And so I've never been more fired up for somebody to schedule me an appliance appointment between 2 and 4 tomorrow. So it won't be long now, Bennett. I'll be washing and drying clothes like a normal person again.
Nice. Let's go.
I'm fired up. Fired up. It's been a rough week, but the bright side's right around the corner.
Good.
Hopefully all this snow will melt and we can maybe play golf on Sunday or something. You know, I could use a break.
Yeah.
Also having a rough week, Serena Williams. She got beat pretty badly last night down in Australia. She is still stuck on 23 Grand Slam finals. That was from Ted Cruz to me to Serena Williams. We'll talk about it next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Announcing the Fitz's richest promotion yet. This is big.
Nah, let me try that again.
Big. Yeah, better. The $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway Friday and Saturday nights in February and March. $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. $2,500 more in promo cash at midnight. And on the 13th and 27th, five of y'all will win $5,000 cash. $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
I'm listening daily. You are not alone. During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. Here's Corey Taylor on the importance of seeking help.
I've been a massive advocate for a very long time of trying to get people to understand that we need to lift that stigma. It's important for people to get help. You know, when people feel like they can't get any help, that's when they isolate and that's when they hurt themselves. And for me, I have been a massive advocate of telling people, find what works. If it's medication, it's medication. If it's therapy, it's therapy. If it's both, it's both. But don't be afraid to try both. There's nothing wrong with admitting that you need help. In fact, if you don't admit that you need help, you're actually making the problem worse.
Talk has the power to save lives, and you are not alone. Find out more at imlistening.org.
Hi, folks. Bob Burkham for Sunrise Buick GMC Truck. What a great time to buy a new or used car or truck and save money at Sunrise. The largest selection in over a year, over 900 new Buicks and GMCs to choose from, a $6 million used car inventory. See them all at sunrisememphis.com. Factory rebates up to $6,250 and Sunrise discounts high as $10,000. Immediate financing available with interest low as 0% on select models. Cars and trucks under $10,000. When it comes to selection and savings, it doesn't get any better than this, partner. Come on in and save some money at Sunrise, Covington Pike, Wolf Chase, and Collierville.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Cheryl Underwood, and I want to tell you something. My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
In honor of President's Day, Dell delivers savings to help America's small businesses get more done. Office anywhere. With up to 50% off high-performance laptops, desktops, and servers with Intel Core processors and top-brand electronics. Plus, refresh now with flexible financing options. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/President's Day.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs, and we'll deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Godzilla playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon. I'm screaming about the car dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and wrong. This is Bonaparte, and he paying with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tearing your bone apart. Michael remained virtuous, but still virtuous. Wait to kill the petty, you found out the church services. Not a holy man, but a moral in my perverseness. So I support the sex workers unionizing their services.
Since you love me, hey, I'm guessing I'ma be okay. You said that you don't feel me now. I feel like I'ma live somehow. Love never meant much to me. Love never meant much to me.
Hey. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He joins me every day after 5. He's going to be here after 5, but right now I got 4 stories I would like to discuss.
4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number 1.
Highly anticipated Australian Open semifinal last night. Naomi Osaka, Serena Williams. It did not go well for Serena, the GOAT. 6-3, 6-4, straight sets. Naomi Osaka eliminates Serena Williams and prevents her from advancing to the final, where she would have had a chance to win her 24th Grand Slam singles title. Big Bet Bennett, I know you had Serena on the money line. How early was it when you realized, I'm never getting this money back?
The second set.
Yeah, it
happened. And then I doubled down because I saw that there was a 2:30 a.m. match between Djokovic and some random dude, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to roll with the random dude just for fun, and he lost too. So, you know how that goes. You try to make up for your losses.
You cannot make 2:30 in the morning bet. Even I know that.
Yeah. It was all that was left.
This is a sure sign of a problem. You cannot be.
I bet a dollar. The guy was extreme underdog. That's why they call me Big Bet Bennett, GP.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
we only
okay.
Big bets here.
I have a friend who he likes to gamble, and he would get out of hand late at night.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it would be like, okay, we got 7 o'clock baseball game, so like I'm gonna get on the Astros and get on the the Reds or whatever, and then it'd be like, okay, now we got 9:30 baseball game,
yeah.
The Padres and the Dodgers, I'll get on that, and then it would be like. And I'm not making this up. This is there's women's Chinese volleyball starting at 4 in the morning.
No. See, my rule is it's got to be something that I want to watch. That's
you were going to stay up and
no,
watch tennis?
No, I wasn't. Again, I bet like $2 on the guy.
Okay.
But again, typically my rule of thumb is it's got to be something that I want to watch. I'm not going to just bet on something that I'm not going to watch at all.
My dude would be betting on Chinese volleyball, women's professional Chinese volleyball in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's
you have
a problem.
No way, there's like no way to even watch it. You're just sort of waiting to see if you won the bet or not. I mean, it's like flipping a coin almost. It was wild. So yeah, I get in a bad spot sometimes, but I ain't never bet on anything in the middle
Well, I mean, I probably have, but not often.
I also never bet in game. Like if I'm losing, I'm done.
Well, like that's probably smart because I'm of the opinion, with all due respect to FanDuel, I'm of the opinion that the fewer bets, the better. usually works more in your favor. But the professional gamblers, like guys and gals who are actually like profitable at this, they will tell you that you can find. You can find opportunities in game.
Yeah.
You can manipulate the market a little bit in game if you really know what you're doing. I don't really know what I'm doing, so I don't usually get involved in it. But either way, your Serena Williams money, it was gone. She actually went up 2-0 in the first, and it was like, okay, let's go. Mm-hmm. And then it just didn't work out. As I tweeted last night, great at 23 is better than amazing at 39. And that's really what it came down to last night. Naomi is a world-class player who is 23 years old. And Serena is a legend who is 39 years old. It's not surprising that she lost to a 23-year-old, awesome player who's already won 3 Grand Slams. It's surprising that at 39 she's in the semifinals.
Right. I'm not going to act like I know what I'm talking about here when it comes to tennis, but it just looked like, Serena got tired quicker than she did.
Well, she had 24 unforced errors, mm-hmm. Serena did, and just 12 winners. And then she was, yelling at herself, in the match. And afterwards, she said, I could have won. I just had so many unforced errors. Mm-hmm. And she's exactly right. She could have won if not for all the unforced errors. But the unforced errors aren't an accident. It's called being 39 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the thing about getting older is that you can't do the things you used to do. I mean, it happens in baseball all the time. You got a guy when he's 27, he's hitting 348 and 40 home runs. And then at 33, he can't do it anymore. Why? He forgot how to. No, he's just older. Mm-hmm. Basketball player. This is sports. And so when Serena says something like, I could have won if not for all the unforced errors. Yeah, but the reason you have the unforced errors is because you're 39 years old. Next year you'll be 40. Mm-hmm. Year after that you'll be 41. This is called getting old. You cannot do what you used to could do. It must be hard for a world-class athlete to come to terms with that. Like, I can't do what I used to do anymore. But what's amazing is she's done it so further into life than anybody could reasonably anticipate. Like, this is not an old woman's game. This ain't even a older young woman's game. And she's 39 years old, just upset the number 2 ranked player in the world and was in the semifinals of a Grand Slam. So that's what everybody should focus on. Not that she lost, but that it's amazing she can do what she's doing at 39. But here's what she can't do at 39, and I think that's why she left in tears last night. She's always going to run into a 23-year-old great player now. She's always in any of these majors because she wants one more major so badly. But the problem is she's going to always eventually run into a world-class player who is 15 years younger than her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just – it's not impossible to overcome, but it's certainly improbable. At this point, I think it's unlikely that she ever adds another Grand Slam. And she still goes down as the GOAT. But here's the truth. She hasn't won a Grand Slam since 2017. She hasn't won one since she had her daughter. And, every day, like everybody else on this planet, she gets a day older. It's just hard to do this at 39. She is so great that she can beat most people even at the age of 39. But when you run into a Naomi Osaka or another world-class young player, it's not that you can't beat one of them on one day. But you're probably going to have to beat 3 of them in a row, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be quarterfinals, semifinals, final. And can you really beat 3 of them in a row? I would love to see it. It would be an amazing accomplishment. At this point, I would probably bet against it. On the other side, Naomi, she's now won 20 straight matches. She's going to play Jennifer Brady in the finals on Saturday, and she is a -500 favorite. So Naomi Osaka, a massive favorite to win her 4th Grand Slam singles title and her 21st straight match.
Story number 2.
Other big headline last night, Fernando Tatis Jr. agreed to a 14-year, $340 million contract extension with the San Diego Padres. He's only 22 years old. So he is the youngest person in Major League Baseball history to secure a $300 million contract. It's the third biggest contract in Major League Baseball history. And you know what? I'm usually not a fan of these long contracts. I don't mind this one at all. And here's why. Okay, it sounds big because it is big. It's $340 million. He's 22 years old, so it's going to take him from 22 to 36. If he's not the face of baseball already, he will be soon. Fabulous shortstop, big bat, lots of flair. If you do the math on this contract, it's $24 million a year. Like Garrett Cole's making $36 million a year.
Yeah.
So you're going to have Fernando Tatis Jr. through his entire prime at $24 million a year. He's going to be on a franchise-friendly contract for as long as he really is a star, and there is literally no reason to think he's not. He's going to be on a franchise-friendly contract for the bulk of this. So if it really gets to year 12, year 13, year 14, and by the way, we don't even know what numbers will look like then. $24 million might be nothing by then. But if he's going to be a star, if this turns out to be a bad contract in year 13 or 14 or 15, I mean year 12, 13 or 14, who cares? You just locked up the star of the game throughout his entire prime at, again, if he is an annual all-star level guy, MVP candidate, which that's the way he looks right now. I mean, he's already considered like top three player in Major League Baseball at 22. Then you've got him locked up for $24 million a year at age 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. I promise you this, $340 million. It sounds crazy. It'll be the best contract in baseball if Fernando Tatis Jr. becomes what it appears he is going to become. So if you're Tatis, I understand why you take it. You're 22 years old and you got $340 million guaranteed. This ain't one of those NFL contracts. He could get hit tomorrow, never play again, and he gets $340 million. Nice. So you lock in generational wealth at the age of 22. I get why he would do it. And then I get why the Padres would do it too, because on an annual average basis, it's $24 million. And that is not a lot in Major League Baseball for a player of this caliber. So good for the Padres, good for Tatis Jr., and congrats if you're a San Diego fan, because it's going to be fun rooting for that guy for what feels like forever.
Story number three.
Meantime, Tim Tebow retired from professional baseball last night.
Man, how you doing with this, GP?
I'm going to get through it. Yeah. I'm going to be fine. You know, I never like made the Tim Tebow jokes like everybody else, because listen, I understood that it was gimmicky. Like, of course, the Wilpons owning the Mets would be the type of franchise that would try to allow Tim Tebow to be a baseball player and put him in the big league camp where he clearly didn't belong, at least initially. They put him there, you know, for obvious reasons. So, like, I could recognize it for what it was, but I could also respect it. You know, as a guy who had to know, this probably won't go perfectly. I am such a high-profile figure, people will make fun of me. I'll get mocked. I'll be a meme. But I want to test myself. I want to chase it. I want to try it. So here goes. It's like Tim Tebow could spend his time doing a million different things, and he does. But he spent 5 years as a professional baseball player, and he wasn't that bad. He never made it to the majors, so that's what most people will remember. Oh, yeah, Tim Tebow tried to play baseball, never got to the majors. That's true. He did get to AAA, and it's not just because they put him there. He was a AA All-Star in 2018. He hit .273 with 6 homers in 84 games and was named a AA All-Star. He had never, until he started playing professional baseball, he hadn't played baseball since he was a junior in high school. Imagine that. How difficult that must be to not play baseball your senior year of high school or for years. Decide you want to try to be a pro and actually make it to AAA and become a AA All-Star. And so it didn't get where he wanted it to get, which is the big leagues, but it got kind of close, and he wasn't a total embarrassment. In AAA, he got overwhelmed, that, undeniably. He got overwhelmed in AAA. But, you know, outside of that, he was not an embarrassment. So I respect him for even trying it. Like, if I were him, I don't know that I would have had the courage to try. Like, I would have been scared to fail so publicly and then be mocked while doing it. But he wanted to try it and, you know, never wanted to wonder what if. You know, my buddy Corey's got an old song he wrote a million years ago, and there's one line in it where it's like nothing, the line's something like, nothing scars you deeper than the things you haven't done, which I think is 100% correct. Like, I've done plenty of things that I regret, but the chances you don't take, the things you don't try, those things end up being regrets as well. Like, you can sometimes regret those things as much as you regret the things you actually did. Like, regret the things you didn't do, that you didn't try, that you didn't chase. And so Tim Tebow's not going to have to live with that. Like, he tried to be an NFL quarterback. It went okay for a while, but then he wasn't built to do it. So he tried to be a professional baseball player. And he got further than most people could, got further than most people thought he would, still didn't get where he wanted to go. But he took a shot. He don't have to sit around. Tim Tebow's not going to have to sit around when he's 65 wondering, what if I had tried this? What if I had tried that? He took a shot. It didn't go perfectly, but it went pretty well, and I respect him for doing it, and I hope his television career continues to flourish.
Story number four.
Carson Wentz finally traded earlier today to the Colts for a third-round pick and a conditional second. Both these picks could turn in to first-round draft picks if Carson Wentz plays a certain number of snaps and if the Colts make the playoffs. But the Eagles are not guaranteed to get a first-round pick out of this, and that should not be surprising. That was the initial asking price, but –